It's the same. And nothing changed. Nothing changed around here. The guy's still the same. They're still winning. That's good. So, I'm just glad to be back.
How was it watching from home?
It was a little different. You know, I was talking to Tom about that. You know, you realize, how much you missed the game when you're down and you're away from it. But at the same time, you really realize how good of a team we have. You know, because I understand what's going on when I'm watching plays and stuff. But, I mean, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, I can still see the plays where we're messing up on. But at the same time, you see what we're doing as a fan. And it was fascinating.
Can you predict pretty much what's going to happen in plays?
Somewhat. I mean, Tom pretty much dictates everything. But I can see the way from the plays I remember, other than the ones that they put in that was new. Some of the things that I was looking at, I can see what I think his reads are. And it's amazing for me to do that and then you see the play for him.
How'd he do?
Oh, he did great. Yeah. He did great. He did great.
How do you handle all this back and forth? You're caught in training camp, you come back, caught again. I mean, that you were even a free agent after last season.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you
deal with it? Oh, it's just situations. It's just situation. I mean, every situation is different. You know, it's part of the business. You know, you understand certain things, and this is what happened. But at the same time, you know what your goals are. I know what's important. The team knows what's important. And we sit down every time when things like this, whether it's me or someone else, you know, Coach Belichick and his organization is straightforward. He lets you know what's what, so.
Did you leave the area, or did you stay here?
I was here for the most part. My family's still here. I'm just taking care of business.
Does it make it any easier because he's straightforward, or does it still kind of sting a little bit?
No, I mean, everything is a lot better when you're straightforward with the guys. And I think he does a great job with that. Yeah.
What is it about this system in Belichick and Pat Sajero that would make you not sign with another team and wait, so to speak, for your opportunity to
go? Oh, I mean, this is where I want to be. I mean, someone else may be different. I can't speak for myself. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to retire. So that kind of makes everything a lot more easier, you know. I'm not finna sit there and tell you I'm playing 10 more years, so that's another thing. You know, you ask a younger guy, it may be different. But myself, this is what I want to be.
So now talk about stepping in and doing kind of what they need for it to move on, for the machine to keep rolling.
Right. I'm stepping in as if I never left, you know. I'm here to just do whatever Josh needs me to do, whatever Tom needs me to do in the offense, whatever my team needs me to do. That's my job. That's what I got to do, and that's what I'm going to do.
Did you check in with anybody to make sure that your nameplate was still up?
Nah, they no, sir. I was just hoping, you know. Was it still here the whole time? Mm-hmm. And that was all right. Very thankful.
Did you put glue on there?
Nah, I did it. I did it.
Did you expect that you'd be back?
Your expectations. I expected that, but anything can happen. You know, the team had to do what's best for them. You know, at that time, we suffered a couple of injuries, and we had to bring guys in. Everything worked out. Everything happened for a reason. It works out. So, I think in this case, it worked out the right way.
Does it sometimes seem so long ago, the Super Bowl, when you were MVP way back then, everything you've been through, you go to Seattle, you come back here, free it back and forth, does it seem like ages ago that you were...
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Starred that won. Big game?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time, but you know, that stuff, it's in the past, it's behind us. I think we all need to be grateful and be thankful just to play the game that we play. And trust me, I'm one of the guys I'm very thankful. And then I seize every moment that I get, you know, so... You know, like I said, I'm just glad to be back.
Did the timing come as a little of a surprise? I mean, Dante got hurt, but before he got hurt, did you almost think, well, maybe, you know, it wouldn't be the case this year? I might have to sit out the season.
I don't know.
That he can tell
hard
us about it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, everything happened for a reason, and I think, guys will be patient. Stuff happened for him. You know, I'm a patient guy. And, you know, unfortunately, I wish my guy was healthy. Nobody holds bad for anybody. And especially Dante, he's one of my guys we came in the draft class together. So.
You, before you were let go last month, you were listed with a hamstring, right? Mm-hmm. The last couple of days. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling okay. Yeah, I feel good. I mean, everybody's in here hurting. You know, nobody's 100%. It's the NFL.
When you're not here, when you're not on the team, and you need to rehab.
Right.
How difficult is it to find a place to do that or do what you need to do?
Well, I mean, that part is easy. I think, you know, we have the resources to find the right guys to rehab us and everything. So that part is easy. It's just all about staying mentally strong, trying to stay in tune with the guys and with the game.
Is this a frustrating process for you? This is the second time this year?
Nah.
I mean,
nah, this the NFL is either, you know, I'm a very blessed individual. Very blessed, and I'm very thankful. I think the thing is that I always knew that I would play once I got myself together, got my body right. I know I would play, but nothing's frustrating. Nothing's frustrating.
Is this as similar as it was the last time you came back?
All the guys just walked past my locker like nothing ever happened. You know, just like, so I didn't get any, no hugs or anything like that. I'm just like, hey, how you doing? What's up? You know, just another day, man. You know, this what happens in this business, so. You get to know and understand that things are going to happen. The team got to do what's best for them.